KFIZ News Time is 10:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios here this morning. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday. It's April 15th of 2021. And as we continue on this morning, we welcome in Fond du Lac City Manager Joe Moore. He joins us once a month to talk about some city topics. Of course, council meeting was last night. And, well, it's a transitional period, of course, for the city council with the election that just wrapped up a week ago. And lots of stuff happening still city business-wise. So let's welcome in Joe for our monthly conversation. Joe, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Spencer. Thanks. You know, normally this would be tax day, but that got bumped back a little over a month. And so, you know, it's just another pretty day in Fond du Lac.
Yeah, another cool April day. And like I've said before on the airwaves, we're hoping these April showers, these gray days, give way to some nicer weather ahead for May, for June, for July. And I know some news that actually just came out yesterday was the folks at Fond du Lac Festivals announcing that Walleye Weekend will officially be back this year. And I know from your perspective and the perspective of a lot of folks in the city, that's some great news, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, there's a lot of things that have been under consideration for this late spring and summer, and it seems that the momentum and direction are that they're going to be reinstated. I'll give you some examples. In addition to Walleye Weekend, that's going to be conducted on its normal early June schedule, I know that the Dock Spiders baseball team intends to have its opening day as per its original schedule at the very end of May. And I know that the Fond du Lac County Fair is scheduled to go off as per usual. The Thelma Sadoff Center for the Arts, just last night, for them, we asked the city council to approve some alcohol licenses that accompany their summer concert series on Thursdays, as well as their major concert in July that's a street concert. Some other things that I think will look a lot more normal than they did last summer would include the farmers market. That will start as per usual next month and run throughout the summer. This year there's going to be an additional night market, one evening a week, and so that's pretty exciting. And my point in listing those things is that, you know, there are a lot of people putting a lot of thought into this and generally coming to the conclusion that this summer, with the right mitigations and the right preparations, most things can look pretty normal, including youth sports, for example. I know that everybody who's listening in the last couple of weeks would have received in the mail this year's recreation department schedule and program for the summer. And, you know, that's pretty exciting. And so a lot of things going on, and I think all pointing in the right direction.
Yeah, after the year we've had, and obviously we're still not done with the pandemic, but after a year that had to be, you know, changed around, modified, some events still happened, some didn't. A lot were put on hold, more than events than actually happened. It's good to have some sort of normal schedule of all those fun events that happen in our normal spring and summer and even early fall. It's good to have those back, even if there are still going to be a few modifications, probably because of the pandemic.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of those things I talked about, they're outdoor activities, but the big thing for me that I apply to analyzing a lot of these decisions is that we're just about hitting the point with the vaccination rollout that people can go to so many private pharmacies or the county vaccine clinic or even the grocery stores in part in the city and get vaccinated. Right now I'm not hearing of anybody telling me that they want one and they can't figure out a way to get one. And so I think by the 1st of June, which is about 6 weeks from now, we will have moved pretty far along with the vaccination rollout. Even in light of Johnson & Johnson's hiccup here recently, I think the supplies for the other two providers are in an uninterrupted, and I think that's pointing us in the right direction for this summer. And that's, to me, the game changer presently.
Yeah, those numbers, we mentioned them earlier in the show, at least as of Wednesday, 33% in Fond du Lac County have one dose, 25% fully vaccinated. And like you said, even with the Johnson & Johnson pause, those numbers should continue to go up as the weeks go on here.
Yeah, you know, you read so much about herd immunity. What's herd immunity? I don't know what that is. I suppose what my thinking is, for every person that gets a vaccination, that's one person closer to, you know, what success looks like, whether that's herd immunity or something else. I don't know, but it means that that's one person less who's got a lower risk of getting COVID-19, which is a good thing, and which means that if you come together and you're cautious and probably outdoors and like we will be this summer, chances are you're not going to get sick.
We're talking with Fond du Lac City Manager Joe Moore this morning, our monthly conversation, talking about some events that are coming back on the calendar, and that's some good news too. And Joe, want to transition, of course, I mentioned in my opening comment, this is a transitional period for the City Council. The spring election was just last week, and three new faces will be joining the Council when the organizational meeting is held coming up here very shortly. But last night you had a chance to present and recognize Council members that will be departing and the three new faces coming in. From your perspective as city manager, obviously, you know, elections happen. It's great to see public participation and people getting their voices heard. But it has to be kind of bittersweet from your perspective. You get a council in, they do a lot of good work, and then, you know, things change, things happen, an election happens, and you get some new faces in. But that's all part of the cycle, right?
It is, and it's a good thing. And, you know, you have Brian Colstead, who's our president, who served three terms, and so he termed out 6 years. It's hard for me to believe that I've worked with Brian in one way or another since 2015. He has his fingerprints on a lot of things and a lot of progress, and Dan Degner and Alicia Hands also said their goodbyes last night, and they made a lot of contributions as well. And I'm always so impressed by people that want to step up and serve the community in that way, and that includes everybody who ran for office in this last election, whether they were elected, reelected, or not. That's a great sign that people want to contribute in that way. And, you know, for city council members, there's the opportunity to serve, and there's opportunity to problem solve and you know, create leadership for the future. And we've got, I think, three great people that are joining the city council. They'll be sworn in next Tuesday at just after 5 p.m. Tiffany, Patrick, and pardon me, just
Keith, Keith Heisler.
Pardon me, Spencer?
Keith Heisler.
Yeah, Keith, and I just spoke with Keith last night. They'll be sworn in next Tuesday, and, you know, for them, it's a fast track getting started and getting oriented, and every April we go through essentially the same cycle where we have the election, and then 2 weeks from the election we have the swearing in and the organizational meeting, and that's when the city council elects its new president and vice president, and then essentially, you know, the following Wednesday, a little over a week later, which this year's the 28th of April, they have their first meeting as the new city council with their new president and vice president. And so that's the path we're on. And like you said, you know, it's bittersweet because you work with people very closely and then there's somewhat of an abrupt end to it. But yet there's a new beginning with new people coming on board and new ideas, new direction. And so that's always exciting as well.
Another thing, outcome from the election, I know the public safety staff is very happy and pleased to see the referendum pass. Obviously, there's some work still to be done to get those positions filled with the referendum, and that's down the road yet. But from your perspective as city manager, you're probably happy to see that pass, especially for folks you work so closely with Chief Lamb and with Chief O'Leary too, right?
Sure. I mean, we're together day in and day out. And one thing I know for sure is if you've concluded that you need extra people to help protect people's lives or to save people's lives, you don't want to be a day late on that. And we concluded last year that we needed to move in this direction to increase the size of both fire and police, and it was really about increasing capability. And we've talked a lot about having an extra ambulance, adding a fourth ambulance, and also adding patrol officers, and that's really what it was all about. And so we set about to have an education and information rollout from January through the early part of April. And I thought that the chiefs, I thought the firefighters and the paramedics and the police officers that were all engaged in that effort, and, you know, it expanded from the top all the way through the ranks. They did a really great job. And, you know, I have to hand it to people who live in Fond du Lac and were paying attention, because early on, they were a huge help to me, and they might not even have realized how helpful they were, because they were asking me questions in January and February that were indicating to me areas where we needed to tighten up our answers so that we were being a little bit more clear, a little bit more concise, and more informative. And so that back and forth all along was really helpful. And, you know, at the end of the day, it wasn't really about helping fire rescue or helping the police department. It was really about helping all of us, because when you hit 911 on your telephone, what do you want? You want immediate response. You don't want to be told you need to wait a while. And so that's really what it came down to, is us really prepping for now and the future, so that when somebody dials 911, they're getting this right away with the right numbers of people and right equipment. And so, yeah, I was very happy with it, but I was most impressed with the process that got us there, because everybody was kind of toeing the line in the same direction and having good conversations and being really positive about the whole endeavor.
Joe, thanks for the time. As always, we'll catch up again next month. Have a great day.
Thank you, Spencer. Have a great month.
Fond du Lac City Manager Joe Moore joining us here in KFIZ for our monthly conversation. Always good to talk with him, City Council.